Welcome to the Haters Press Conference Podcast. This is the first place, some say only, where you can hear football's leading managers' press conferences in full.
Phil Foden's won the Football Writers' Player of the Year award. Do you think that's something that he deserves, and how would you assess the season he's had so far?
If the writers decide this award, congratulations for the writers and for him. He played really good this season. Many players played really good this season, and the writers decide for this award. So, what can I say? Congratulations.
I mean, how do you think Phil has done this year?
Yeah, really good. So many times. So the impact in the final third is really good. Work ethic. Yeah, it's every year, due to the amount of games he's playing, the minutes he's playing, is more mature and he understands the game, but. Yeah, we have to continue. He's still young.
Earlier in his career, when he was younger, when you were kind of new here, there were a lot of people questioned the way that you treated him and whether he got enough chances. And you always said, if he sticks with me, he'll be fine. We know what we're doing. Is that sometimes difficult when you know how to develop football players, but people from the outside is saying you're not doing it correctly? Is that difficult to deal with?
The first part of the question, criticism, so it was 70, 80 years old. David Silva was here, Kevin De Bruyne was here, Gundogan was here. So he's playing a team. I won a lot of Premier Leagues and final stages in all competitions. So it's not easy to play so demanding that. But I don't know. People, again, thank you so much to give me incredible credit, but it's not about that. So the footballs develop for the amount of minutes they play and learn during the game what happened with his mates, opponents, and so on. The work ethic mentality. We can, as a manager, suggest something. It depends on the opponents, but belong to them. Belong to them. Look the case from Cole Palmer. What I develop? I didn't give the minutes. If I give the minutes, maybe it should be here, maybe not. And the talent was there. It's there. So, and at the end, depend absolutely to the players and what they do, what they learn every single game.
Hi, Pep. Just on Phil, how much more improvement is there for him to do? He's had a brilliant season. How much further could he go or improve?
Always you can improve. Until you retire, until you die, always you improve.
Well, he was ill or missed the game last week. And also
good.
Diaz missed the game. Are they both okay? And for Edison as well, is there any news how long he'll be out? Or
looks worse than he feels good. Yesterday we trained, he feels good.
So he could be back this weekend. Obviously, you've got four games in the title race left. Arsenal haven't won it for 20 years. You've seemed to win it pretty much every year in the last decade. So does that experience and know-how give you an advantage in a race?
I would love, but I don't know. I don't have an answer to this question. I would love to think yes, but we have to prove it tomorrow against Wolves and the next games. We know that we have to win. We have to do all 12 points. Otherwise, it will be difficult because Arsenal is so strong, so consistent. It's difficult going to drop points. But what I said is, it depends on us. So it's simple, one game, one more week, and after the last week of the season, before the FA Cup final, three games in a week, once in a time, to win the games. It's not more complicated to analyze. I would like to say, like we have done in the past, it's going to happen this season. Nobody knows it.
Hi, Pep. Sorry to bring you back to Phil Foden again, but what do you want to see from him next then? How does he take the next step in your eyes?
Depends on him. It's simple as that, I promise you. It depends on him. Mentality, I want more, I want to do it again, I want to do it again, I want to be better in this department. I will live 24 hours for my game, for my profession. It depends on him, like all the players.
He has this tag, rightly so, of the academy graduate at Manchester City, but is it time we move past that, or is actually that something to be proud of? He carries the academy graduate tag. Is really one of the first players to break into your side here. He's the model boy for anyone in the academy and still carries that tag.
Of course, for the academy players, see the players that were in the academy, and making a huge impact with the team is a target. But look how many players came from the academy. How many is playing here, but how many is in all around the world? In other leagues here in England, how many players? Luke Morgan now in Aston Villa was here, and many, many players. So the job this academy have done in the last 5, 6, 7 years is unbelievable. Because we are so proud of them. Not all the players academy can play in the first team. It's a question of space. It cannot. But, you know, they help them to be better players, human beings, and look what happened. They have, all of them are professionals, the long careers will be. So it's so nice. It's really, really good.
And finally, just a word on Wolves and the work that Gary O'Neill's done this season, because I think some Wolves fans were certainly fearing the worst in relegation, but actually they've got themselves securely in mid-table.
Really good.
Hi, Pep. How was it to have a full week of training sessions?
Good. Days off and good three really good training sessions. As always, the team always trained good.
But can you do more stuff when you have more time and work tactically instead of just recovering?
More fresh the mind. The tactic had the little details, but at this stage, it's not much to talk about tactics. It's about fresh legs, minds, and ready for game for tomorrow.
And a bit more general question. Do you have time to think of new ideas, new tactical ideas? How do you think of them? Do you take inspiration of others or your staff?
Right now, no. Right now is rest of myself and prepare Wolves, and after Fulham, and no more than that. No.
Hi, Pep. After Aston Villa lost in the first leg of their European tie last night, it looks as though we won't have any English teams in the last four in the final of the major competitions. Jurgen Klopp said today that he thinks that's down to the schedule in this country, that it's much more difficult for teams here to be successful in Europe. I know you've spoken about the schedule before, but is there a direct correlation in your mind too in terms of not having English representatives in the major finals of European competitions because
of
what you have to face?
I don't know if it's the main reason, but I completely agree with Jurgen. It's one of the reasons.
Does more have to be done in this country to change that, to allow you to
it's
have
It's not going
that
to change. Don't insist with that. It's not going to change. But maybe next season we are three or four English teams in the final stages. But for a long, long time, it's more difficult, yeah.
And just asking about Erling as well, obviously he started on the bench at the weekend, came on, looked a bit more like at his best form. He was aggressive, he stretched the defence. Is he fit to start again this weekend?
Yeah.
And did you, when you saw him come on, did you see a bit of the fire back in him that we haven't seen maybe
no.
in the last few weeks?
When everybody's fit, they have to be ready. I don't know exactly what they're going to do tomorrow. Have a little doubts for one or two players in the lineup, but the rest, the game plan and what I want to do, I had time to think about it and see last games from Wolves and yeah, but he's ready, yeah.
If you like what you hear, please remember to subscribe or follow and leave us a positive review. It really will help us get to more grounds around the footballing world. You can also follow Haters TV on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, Snapchat, and our wonderful website at haters.com. Thanks for listening.